Heaney, in the redress of poetry, book of essays that I find very, very interesting, don't you?
Oh, yeah, a wonderful book of essays.
And one of the last essays talks about Bishop's supreme gift was her ability to ingest loss and transmute it, make something of it. In a way, I think that is what really pervades this last book so enormously. So much of it deals so marvelously with loss. What about the use of loss?
I think what Heaney says about Bishop is interesting, because I would describe Heaney as having a very powerful digestive tract. He's able to absorb and make things of what he takes in, as Bishop was ingesting loss in that way. I don't find I ingest very well. I don't have a strong tract, I suspect, imaginatively. I tend to see those poems less as digestion, as the wrestling with the loss itself. And the act of wrestling is my method of digestion, if you like. The stuff hasn't easily been taken in, but what we see is the process of the attempt to take it in, and even the failure to take it in.
In your poems, yeah, you are dealing with loss, but
I think
hers is real, internal.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
so clearly.
She never does really distance herself from her mother or from...
Nor does she always reveal what
the
loss is. Mine have a more narrative drive in some ways.
Yes, I do.
I suspect that's another element of the stuff I do. I always have a shadow narrative.